Hey there, folks, it's Robin, and I'm popping in to talk to you about clean water because I'm going to be honest, I've been worrying about the contaminants in our tap water, and I knew I had to find a solution, you know, something reliable and effective. And that's when I discovered AquaTrue, and it's been a game changer for my family. AquaTrue's purifiers, they're basically like superheroes for your water, using a four-stage reverse osmosis process to tackle even the toughest contaminants. With PFAS, you know, those pesky forever chemicals making their way into nearly half of U.S. tap water, it is a relief to know that AquaTrue is certified to just kick them to the curb. Plus, their range of purifiers fits every home, from countertop setups to under-sink options. They've even got a Wi-Fi connected model for the tech-savvy among us. And let's talk about those filters, okay? Long-lasting and affordable, they are a dream come true. There's no more like swapping them out every few months. AquaTrue's filters go the distance and last up to 2 years. Since switching to AquaTrue, I have noticed a huge difference. The water tastes cleaner, it's fresher, and the best part, I no longer have to worry about what's lurking in my tap water. Even my kids are drinking more water because of the ease of the countertop setup. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. Today, our listeners are going to receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and you're going to enter the code HEADSPACE at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code HEADSPACE. Go get it. Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace. Headspace Studios.
Hello and welcome to Monday. It's Eve here. I hope you were able to have a lovely weekend. So I'm going to start today with a question. When you think of the mind, where do you think it lives? And don't worry, this is not a trick question. But for most of us, we would probably point at the head, our brain. And I certainly did this when my meditation teacher first asked me that question. And it's not that that is wrong, as the relationship between the mind and the brain has been and continues to be extensively researched by some of the smartest neuroscientists in the world. But this question got me thinking about a conversation on this very topic that I was fortunate enough to have. About 3 years ago, I got to spend some time at one of the monasteries that Andy trained in. It's a beautiful place located in the borders of Scotland. And I was also lucky enough to have a conversation with one of his teachers, who was the abbot of the monastery and an incredibly well-respected and experienced Tibetan Lama. And when he talked about the mind, he pointed to his heart, not as the physical organ, but a heart space to cultivate both awareness and compassion. I was so blown away by this. As so often in the West, heart and mind are talked about as two separate entities. And yes, our physical heart keeps us alive. But I'm talking more about the qualities that we can nurture when we give ourselves the space to connect heart and mind. You know, compassion, kindness, patience, acceptance, gratitude, and generosity. I like to refer to them as the heart qualities. So how do we cultivate those qualities? When we train the mind to be more present, more mindful, our awareness grows. We start to see how we struggle, how we suffer, and we can start to understand what we may need. And we might start to feel a sense of gratitude for what we have. It's not always easy, and at first that may feel like a really difficult thing to do. But gradually, we can allow those heart qualities to surface. By becoming more aware, we start to understand in a very direct way how others suffer, what they might need. And we can't help but feel a sense of empathy, a sense of compassion. Again, this process can take some time, but it really is about tuning into those heart qualities. You know, we need awareness to better understand ourselves and others. I think back to when I first started to meditate, and my motivation was to feel less stressed. I really used to talk down to myself, so much so that in my first few days of practicing, I found I was crying a lot. I didn't really understand why, and so I asked Andy if I was doing something wrong. He said no, not at all. But he explained that I was opening space to really allow all my thoughts and emotions to surface. And sometimes that can be a difficult experience, especially if we've never done it before. Additionally, he explained that I was opening space to make friends with myself. For so many years, I talked to myself as if I really didn't like myself very much. And in taking time to become aware of how I was truly feeling, I was able to, over time, meet myself with compassion. So when it comes to the heart and the mind and awareness and compassion, really, they are not that separate at all. Some days it may feel like only the mind is doing the talking. But there is always that heart center, that place of intuition, wisdom, kindness to come back to. So if you are new to this practice, I lead a course on the Headspace app that you can use to get started. It's called The Basics. Download Headspace for free and try it out. Thanks for listening today, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto.
kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.